It's on either Thursday nights or Friday nights. They have Rocky Mountain Oyster Night.
Oh, you can eat it, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's great. I didn't know people did that anymore.
Right. They did.
I heard, you know, these are all foods that when people really like, I mean, when people like them, they really like them.
Right. So. I still like them. You know. Right. But I think I'm the only one in my family, of my brothers and sisters, I think I'm the only one that still eats them.
Yeah.
You know, my sister, oh, she wouldn't eat them if she's starving to death, I'm sure.
Another thing I wanted to know about is, you mentioned that you worked out here as a seamstress for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Right, we made just down quotes.
Things like things. What were your
Do you remember the Jerry Division?
I didn't hear
it. Oh, you didn't know about it. Okay. All right. The man that started the Jerry Division was in a battalion in the war, and there was only four or five of them survived from freezing to death. So when he came home, he said, "I'm going to fix something to keep our troops safe." You know, so he started the down coat. You know, he'd take the goose down and start the down coat. A lot of our orders that we did at the Jerry Division were military contracts.
Really?
Oh yeah, we did them by the thousands.
Like most for the army?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we did them by the thousands.
People like the 10th Mountain Division, maybe. Like the Mountain Divisions.
Yeah, right.
Maybe some more than that.
Well, wherever our troops were, you know, we made military coats, down coats, so they didn't freeze to death when they was out in the field.
Yeah.
And it was because he came so close to dying himself.
Yeah.
It's still a very prominent company, but the union stepped in here and priced us clear out, so they moved our company to Seattle, Washington. Right. We're still going up there now.
The union's pretty big in Colorado?
No. And if I had my way, they never would have been, you know, because they cost us our jobs. They put 160 of us out of work in a week. Because they insisted they had to have that great big increase, and the valley wasn't ready for it. We didn't have the financing here, you know.
What union was it? You know?
Amalgamated Clothing.
If you could tell me a little bit about what your duties were there, what you did specifically, just run a machine. Or?
Okay, I was what they called utility.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of who didn't come in that day. That was the job I took.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So what kind of job?
I was inspector. Because after the coats come off the line, then they had to be inspected. And if the hems weren't in straight, or if the snaps were crooked, or something broken on the zipper, or whatever, it had to go back. It was rejected. So I was one of the inspectors for a long, long time. And I was the supervisor of my unit when I got to be there, but like I said, for the most part, being utility, you know, I'd be here and there and everywhere. I don't think there was a job out there that I didn't do.
Mm-hmm. You know? Like shipping?
Right.
Shipping or
Well, see, I don't know who did the packaging after. We would do the inspection and hang them on the racks, and then somebody else boxed them, I guess. I don't know. I never did box them. But I worked in the down room. That's an interesting experience all in itself.
What's that?
Well, you got the down up in the bag up here, okay? And it comes down, and you got a little tube that goes inside your coat. Your coat's laying out in two pieces, okay? Let's say we got the front of a coat. So we got the front shape of a coat here, and the back on it. And a little hole down here at the bottom, and you slip the tube in there and press the thing down there, and it shoots it full of down.
Really?
But three-fourths of that's going up your nose and in your face. Yeah.
Yeah, not real efficient, huh?
Right. A heck of a bunch of us ended up with pneumonia from the down dust.